from Washington, this is VOA News. Steve Norman reporting President Trump likely to decertify the nuclear deal with Iran, turn it back to the U.S. Congress for possible renewed sanctions. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders did not indicate what the president in fact does plan to do.
The president is going to make an announcement about the decision that he's made on a comprehensive strategy that his team supports, and we'll do that in the coming days. I'm not going to get ahead of that announcement by leaning in now.
A decertification could open the door to renegotiate the deal, although Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has said it is not an option. American troop deployments to Afghanistan to support the Trump administration's new strategy there have lagged due to the military's ongoing support of hurricane relief efforts in Puerto Rico. Lieutenant General Frank McKenzie categorized the delays as minor, adding that some forces were flowing into Afghanistan, but the number of American troops there remains in the vicinity of 11,000. He explained the delays are due in part to the U.S. military having a finite number of transport aircraft. Police in the U.S. city of Las Vegas, Nevada, say they have found the car that they have been looking for, part of an investigation into the deadly mass shooting there this week that gunman Stephen Paddock launched from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel Casino, killing at least 58 people, wounding hundreds more as they attended a country music concert. Authorities still searching for a motive. A GoFundMe account for the victims and the families of the mass shooting has reached now $9.5 million in contributions and likely to increase. This is VOA News.